This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has said the central government is taking proactive steps to integrate artificial intelligence, AI, into higher education. Speaking at the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Birla Institute of Technology, BIT Mesra, in Ranchi this afternoon, the president highlighted that the future will witness dramatic transformations driven by significant advancements in AI and machine learning. The president emphasized that the enthusiasm and commitment of the youth will play a pivotal role in building a Vikasit Bharat.
The change brought about by AI and other technologies is also reflected in our languages. A break or interruption in the normal course is now something to be welcomed. The great opportunities being created should be available to all. The great transformations being brought about should benefit all. I am referring to the youth whose enthusiasm and commitment will be the key ingredient in the making of Viksit Bharat.
President Murmu said innovators and entrepreneurs should not ignore the knowledge base of traditional communities. Speaking about women's empowerment, the president said girls are not lagging behind in science, engineering, technology or mathematics. The president also expressed pride in the rich legacy of BIT Mesra, which has completed 70 years of excellence in education and innovation. The six-month-long celebrations of the engineering institution will continue till the 15th of July this year. The president arrived on a two-day visit to Ranchi yesterday. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, board exams for class 10th and 12th have begun. Over 42 lakh students are likely to appear in these exams from 7,842 examination centres in India and abroad. The exams are being conducted in a single session from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The class 10th exams will conclude on the 18th of March and the class 12th exams will end on the 4th of April. The fifth episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 enlightened students on the miracle of the mind. In today's episode, renowned spiritual leader Sadhguru shared insights on making learning playful and cultivating a balanced, vibrant mind, sharing techniques for powerful mindfulness to boost focus and excel in exams. Sadhguru asked students to keep their intelligence in a dynamic mode. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met his Ukrainian counterpart Andrei Sabiha on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference in Germany last night. The two leaders discussed ongoing efforts towards resolution of the Ukraine conflict. They also spoke on further advancement of India-Ukraine bilateral cooperation. Dr. Jaishankar also met Defence Minister of Germany, Boris Pistorius. Their talks revolved around bilateral cooperation and the Ukraine development. The 61st Munich Security Conference, MSC, began at Munich in Germany yesterday, bringing together policymakers and experts to discuss pressing global security challenges. The External Affairs Minister also participated in the think tank Ananta Aspen session at MSC 2025. The theme of the session was Coming of Age, Evaluating Rising India's Security Challenges. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 10 people were killed and 19 injured when an SUV carrying passengers collided head-on with a speeding bus near Meja Road crossing in Prayagraj district last night. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the accident. In a social media post, she prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also offered condolences to the bereaved families. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Delhi Capitals at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 in the evening. In athletics, India's Gulveer Singh has etched his name in history by breaking a 17-year-old national record in the indoor men's 3,000 metres race at the David Hemery Invitational Meet in Boston. And with that, we end this news bulletin.